Greetings, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. So, how are you? Where is your level of optimism? Are you stuck in a pessimistic pothole? So many, many changes, alterations, challenges, and conflicts we've all experienced this year that it's perhaps natural to sink rather than rise. The weightiness of ongoing coexistence with the COVID-19 virus has laid a heavy burden on both our conscious and unconscious awareness. Worry seeps in around the edges of life and occludes one's vision towards all that's good and bright and positive. What people are longing for is demonstrative leadership. Leaders who lead by demonstration. Leaders who see through the lens of optimism and opportunity. Leaders who posture arms wide open, signifying wide inclusion of input, perspective, contribution, and experience. We've been in this challenging period for about 8 months now, and will continue to be for months more. It's not the circumstance that defines the quality of leadership, it's the attitude of leaders that mark the difference between forward-driving positive momentum and the opposite. As one wise guy said, life is 1% what happens to you, and 99% how you respond to it. But please don't take these comments as callous to the pain and suffering so many are experiencing. Life is hard, and sometimes overwhelms even the most optimistic. I understand life's difficulties and losses. I've lost much, but gained more. I've lost loved ones, yet gained depth and ever-broadening relationships. I've lost financial fortune and gained wisdom, experience, and perspective. I've lost relationships I thought would last forever, yet have gained humility, priorities, and awareness. Upon one awful loss in my life many years ago, a neighbor stopped by to share a special word with me. He said, "Bitter or better, you make the choice." So in spite of the many challenges I've been presented in life, I've consciously chosen betterness over bitterness. I've sought always to fill holes rather than dig them. I've always sought reconciliation when a relationship has been bruised or broken. Leadership is its best when it sees life as a gift to be shared, not suppressed. Over the years, I've personally come to realize that my life and leadership is its best when I operate in the journey of life, not a series of episodic events. When we fall, we get up. When we offend, we make up. When offended, we forgive. When scared, we look for hope. When lost, we seek others for guidance. The journey ahead will continue to be marked by challenges, struggles, losses, but it will also be highlighted by opportunities, relationships, and gains. Living in and operating out of that balance is essential to effective leadership. I'm hoping you are able to adopt a balanced view of life and living. I'm hoping you're not judging others as unacceptable just because they don't line up with your opinions or perspectives. I'm hoping you are being the leader everyone is hoping you will be, for both their sake and yours. What kind of leader are you? Until next time, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.